This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the DJV program for Wednesday, June 26th. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen is in the backup room down in the big, it's the big one, the big studio. It's the big, it's that big, huge room where all the noise actually comes together. Very exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting things, we have some drug news, some interesting things going on in California and elsewhere around the country. But first, a lot of people are talking, Jennifer, about Mr. Mueller and what he's agreed to do. It's up to him, I guess, right? He could say
well,
yes or no.
Well, he was subpoenaed. So, out of respect for the...
He could say no.
He could, and he would have protection because he is a DOJ employee. Adam Schiff, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said last
and
night...
And one of the great grandstanders of all time,
yes,
politically speaking.
Absolutely.
Yes.
My representative, actually, in Congress. I'm so lucky. But he said that this was not necessarily a friendly subpoena, although Robert Mueller said out of respect he would testify. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, Robert Mueller gave that kind of strange press conference where he said, don't bother subpoenaing me. This is I wrote this report, and all I can tell you is what's in the report. Read the report if you haven't done it. But that doesn't matter. He is going to be testifying publicly back-to-back, actually, before the House Intel and the Judiciary Committees. Both committees, led by Schiff and by Representative Nadler, had started to subpoena Robert Mueller.
Yes,
so he is going to testify on July 17th. He's going to do it in public. It will be back-to-back testimony, but he will appear separately in front of each committee. He said he would not testify in the past, and he said his 400-page report would function as his testimony, but after weeks of negotiations, the former special counsel's team and House Democrats...
Has the taxpayer paid for what the hell are we putting up with this stuff for? Seriously.
I don't know. I don't know. President Trump responded on Twitter with just two words. He said presidential harassment. It's been something that Democrats want. There are a lot of people who say this may be more for them to build a case of impeachment against President Trump. But on the other side of the aisle, it's a little risky for Democrats because you're going to have Republicans like Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows who are going to be able to testify Mueller and ask him just how long he knew there was no collusion. Many Republicans are saying this is harassment because he knew there was no collusion a year ago before his report was released. Why he wouldn't end the investigation is at the top of the list of questions for Republicans, as well as why he hired a team filled with lawyers that used to work for the Clintons. So there's a lot on both sides. Well, there's a lot on both sides that Republicans and Democrats, I'm sure, want to pull out of Robert Mueller. But the question will be, will he answer beyond the scope of his investigation? I have a feeling he's going to say my report will speak for itself about 10,000 times during that testimony.
Any questions? Yes. What about this? Well, my report speaks for itself. Next question. Yeah. Well, Mr. Mueller, and he said, well, my report speaks for itself. Next question.
That seems to be his M.O., actually, is to kind of just go back to the report. So we'll see. Maybe he'll give some answers, but I would imagine more along
maybe
the lines of what you
will,
said.
Maybe he will, and maybe he won't. La, 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 la. Okay, let's talk about what's going on in California, Jennifer. A massive cannabis bust. This is your tax dollars at work. 20 tons of cannabis has been seized, 350,000 plants. Let's see, the sheriff in Santa Barbara County doing his best to make sure they have cannabis compliance. I thought that cannabis was legal in California.
But only certain amounts. And here's the secret is that legal marijuana is not doing well in California. And so the government, this is so stupid, because if you're going to legalize it, just legalize it.
Yeah.
But the government has, Gavin Newsom has pulled resources off the border. He took Border Patrol, National Guardsmen, and put them in the middle of California looking for these cannabis grow facilities because he thinks that he wants them to be done legally.
Taxes.
This is why I voted against legalizing it in the state. It's not that I'm against legalizing it. It's how they go about it that gets all screwed up. The way California has gone about it is absolutely wrong. We're not making any money. And this is now, so now they're going to punish people. And, okay, maybe these guys shouldn't be growing fields worth of cannabis illegally. There's an argument to be made there. But what is it? Is it going to be legal or is it not? And what's with the limitations? I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
As someone who's a potential grower of the stuff in a building in a secured area, the stuff you grow outside isn't as good as what you grow inside under controlled conditions. And secondly, it's really the stuff that's grown outside is subject to the same things that other plants are, all kinds of bugs and things that get into it. So if you're, I guess, depending, and I would never have known this had I not been studying it as part of what I'm doing to prepare for what we're doing on the farm, but it's, the stuff that's outside, hemp is okay grown outside because it isn't subject to the same scrutiny. People aren't going to smoke it, and it gets processed and purified for use as with CBD oil, that sort of thing. But this seems to me to be kind of just stupid, frankly, from purely a quality point of view. And some people, I guess, don't care what kind of weed they're smoking. I sound silly or foolish because I don't really know that much about it in terms because I know.
I was just thinking, if you had told me 10 years ago when we were just starting out in our,
I was
3 years
on
in,
my farm,
that you were going to somehow become the weed like guru of.
I will probably have the largest.
I would have said you're crazy.
I'll have the largest indoor grow in Massachusetts, and it'll be the best quality. The fellow who's going to actually be growing it is in charge of 2 million square feet of growing now. And it'll be very high quality, that kind of stuff. And it's my way of saving the farm, frankly. We all have different reasons for doing different things, but it's going to happen anyway, so I might as well be a part of it, and it solves the problem that I have in terms of saving the farm. So I have no, I have no regrets. I don't have any, but 10 years ago, if you'd have told me, never mind you, I'd have looked at you with, huh? What are you talking about? You're nuts. $18 million cocaine bust in Philadelphia. You see that? They're really going to town, going after this stuff. Cocaine, for me, maybe it's a convenience, but I think cocaine, there have been people who have said that marijuana is a, what do they call it, a gateway, a drug into.
So false.
Worst things. I don't
so
think that's
false.
True.
Yeah.
And all from what I can find out. Well, the real reason I'm enthusiastic, other than saving the farm, is that it has great medicinal benefit. We're probably going to be more into hemp and hemp production than we are into cannabis. We're now in the middle of a big fight in Massachusetts because the governor, through a couple of different agencies 2 weeks ago, sort of put the hemp producers in a corner by saying you can't use it, can't make any claims, can't put it in food. And the public went bananas, and the governor now realizes he made a mistake. There was on Monday a press conference on the State House steps with the hemp, various hemp industry folks. I was there, just kind of take it all in, and they all know they made a mistake, and they're going to have to fix it. Because now Massachusetts is 49 out of 50 in terms of availability of hemp oil products, that kind of stuff. And it's a progressive state. If anything, the people here want this. They'd be on top of the list of people who want to have access to this sort of thing. So we'll see how that shakes out in the next couple of weeks. Meanwhile, the number of teenagers using electronic cigarettes is growing wildly. The rise in vaping leading to an uptick of students sneaking puffs in school. Remember when I was in school, kids used to go into the locker room and the bathroom to puff on tobacco, and then you could smell it when they'd come out. Ugh. Smell it in there. In Nebraska, school officials have decided to conduct random nicotine tests on 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th grade students who participate in after-school activities, they'll be randomly chosen to take a urine test. Is this legal? I guess it must be legal, huh? Is
it? It seems like it wouldn't be legal, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Unless it's the after-school activity, if that's a requirement that you have to be drug and nicotine-free, then perhaps. Or if you participate in the after-school program, you'd submit to those kind of tests.
If you take the test and you get, you find that you're found positive, you get a 10-day suspension from extracurricular activities. Second-time offenders sit out 45 days, and they have to have an appointment with a substance abuse counselor. Those found with nicotine in their system 3 times barred from participating in extracurricular activities for a year. 37% of 12th graders say they have vaped in the past 12 months. 11% admitted to vaping a year before, so the numbers are going up. Doctors say teens have no idea how dangerous this is. Parents, if you think your children are doing this, for God's sakes, if you're doing it, you better stop doing it, period. Never mind just around your children, because the vape has nicotine in it, so you're not doing anything to save yourself. Nicotine is the most harmful substance. The tar and the nicotine in cigarettes are what kill you. So if you stop smoking, it may smell better because they have strawberry, whatever, or fill it up with fruit flavors, but that doesn't mean it's going to not hurt your body. It hurts your brain.
So many more chemicals, too.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
It's horrible.
Awful. Yeah. So hopefully a word to the wise is sufficient. Here's something that hopefully is helpful. My continuing to focus on your losing weight the positive way, the healthy way. Healthiest choice for weight loss in America is a product called Kellotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. We've done, frankly, a fabulous job of telling this story over the past couple of years. It's a simple story. No crash diets, not take any drugs, no stimulants, none of that stuff. This is the all-natural way to help you lose the weight safely and keep it off. It's a natural. That's what you want, right? Don't you? You know, I put a lot of chemicals. We were just talking about that. Gary said chemicals in the vaping, horrible for you. Chemicals that are used in some of these products to make you lose weight, my God, if you look at the label, you wouldn't touch them. You just say, lose weight fast. Okay, you're not going to lose. I'll tell you, we were laughing. The commercial they did in the last hour for Prevagen, not available anywhere, which I'm supposed to say is now available everywhere. Anyway, Kellotren is a way for you to lose the weight, I promise you, and keep it off. That's the thing. The secret here is collagen, which your body needs in order to produce energy, muscle, that sort of stuff. And it pushes the fat off. That's how you lose the weight. But you got to do it consistently over 4, 5, 6 months. So the deal from Kellotren at toploss.com is to get $10 off every bottle. So you buy 4 bottles, you get $40 off the purchase price. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well at toploss.com. So lose the weight safely, effectively, and keep it off. This is a high-quality product that you can take consistently without any negative side effects. Buy it now at toploss.com. The best deal happens when you check the box for DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Unmistakable sound. It's one of those songs that has grabbed us, grabbed our hearts, grabbed our minds, grabbed our imagination, and we hope that Bradley Cooper is grabbing Lady Gaga, as a matter of fact, at this time. The soundtrack, I get goosebumps when I actually hear this, thinking about what, when they both were singing that together, and knowing more about the actual performance for the movie, the fact they did this unrehearsed together before a music festival. This was something in Nashville. Whether they went to three or four different locations to sing before live audiences.
Yep, stagecoach. They were at Glastonbury, and yes, there was a third one, I think.
One other one, yeah. Yep. Yesterday, the radio IAA, whatever, I forget what that means, radio inter young gamangayo. So, the soundtrack for Star is Born, certified double platinum. This is the agency that keeps track of the sale of radio records, that kind of stuff. And also, in addition to that, A Star is Born is the biggest selling album so far this year. So last year it was big, this year big. Released by Interscope Records, the album sold 6 million copies. 2 million here in our country, elsewhere around the world, 4 million more. Soundtrack debuted at number one in Billboard magazine, with Gaga and Cooper's hit single Shallow peaking at number one in March of this year. Star is Born marks Gaga's third certified double platinum album, the second being her album Born This Way, which goes back to 2011. So, this is really, it's just great stuff, that's all. What else
you know, it's interesting that Shallow, I guess because it's a duet, it took off. But I think the other songs in the movie were much better than Shallow. Like, this song, this, Always Remember Us This Way, I love this song.
I would crank this up a bit, Kara. Always remember us this way. When you look at me and the whole world. I think this was the Glastonbury Festival.
This is the one.
C
She was at the piano by herself, and I just, oh my God, this song just got me in the moment, and whenever I listened to the soundtrack after that, I would listen to it over and over again. And this one, too, the one that she sang at the end.
Oh, I was bawling when she was singing this in the theater at the end. Oh, my God.
I'm about to cry right now, so let's keep moving.
Let's move it along.
Let's keep moving. No more Puff the Magic Dragon. Next up, Disney's Lion King, the original motion picture soundtrack with Elton, set to be released July 11th. Soundtrack included a brand-new song from Elton and Tim Rice titled Never Too Late. In addition to a score composed by Hans Zimmer, the Elton song will appear in the film's end credits. It's also a mysterious track labeled as TBA. The director, Jon Favreau, he did the Iron Man franchise as well, says, quote, just hearing that music strikes you deeply, even if you don't know the film or stage show. There's a spiritual strength in it. I would say, yeah, listening to songs like this, you can really go deeply inside yourself. The Walt Disney people said, quote, the incredible musical talents who came together to contribute to this project are unparalleled. Mr. Favreau's deep love and instinct for musical collaboration, inspired by Hans Zimmer, Pharrell Williams, Elton John, Tim Rice, Beyonce, Donnie Glover. I don't know, he was a singer, they were just an actor.
No, he's
anyway.
A rapper. Yeah, and a singer.
But he also
Wasn't he in that show, Atlanta? Isn't that the kid?
Yeah, that's his show that he created.
It's Danny Glover's kid.
No, it's not. Donald Glover. Related. Not related at all.
Oh, is it? I thought he was or something. All right. Well, thank you for correcting me. Anyway, that's the story from the original Lion King movie. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lawyer says he doubts there will be any bombshells in former special counsel Robert Mueller's House testimony to be given next month. Lawyer Jay Sekulow noting that the leader of the Russia probe previously said his final report was his testimony. Mueller has agreed, though, to comply with subpoenas from the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees and will testify in open sessions on the 17th of July. President Trump praising his next press secretary, talking with reporters yesterday, noting that Stephanie Grisham has been with his team from the start.
Over the last couple of years, she's worked for the First Lady, done a fantastic job. The First Lady loves her. I think she's been, just incredible. She's very talented.
Grisham is set to replace outgoing press chief Sarah Sanders, who announced she was stepping down from the post recently. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here we come, Mr. America, or should we? Here we come, Ms. America. Maybe not. Victoria Keelan. You can be Miss America, Ms. America. I think they don't even have it. They don't call it Mrs. They call it Miss America? What do they call the
Miss
winner
America.
Of this day? Miss America.
Yeah.
Isn't that inappropriate? Shouldn't it be Ms. America?
I don't know.
Ms.
I don't know the difference between Miss and Ms.
You don't want to be Mm-mm. called Ms. Keevan?
None of that bothers me. Whatever.
None of that. Right. You want to be called Ms. Schillen? Ms. Schillen? Ms. Schillen? What do you want to be called? Mistress Schillen? What do you want to be called?
Wow. Mistress Schillen sounds like she's a dominatrix, so I'm going to go with she probably doesn't want that one.
That'll be my next career move. No,
yeah.
I don't.
Oh, really?
I don't care either. Ms., Miss, Mrs. I'm not a Mrs., but sure, why not? I don't care.
Okay. All right, coming up in a minute, buy a car, get a gun. Woohoo! But first, the story of that missing girl in Utah is kind of a, this is, I don't know how to best describe it. What's the best word? To describe
bizarre.
It.
Bizarre. I think bizarre. Bizarre. Yeah. Kara and I were just talking about this off the air, trying to piece together this timeline. So what we do know is that police in Utah have released new images of Mackenzie Lewick. She is the missing college student that we're talking about. She's 23 years old. She's a University of Utah student. She lives in Los Angeles. But what happened is she landed at the Salt Lake City airport on around 1 o'clock in the morning on June 17th. Police say that she then got into a Lyft car, was driven to a park in the city at about 3 a.m. She met a person in a car, and then police pretty much, that's where the trail runs cold. So the Lyft driver and Lyft as a company apparently have been cooperating with the police, but they say that they don't have any evidence of foul play, that the Lyft driver has pretty much, he's not under any suspicion, and they are just trying to figure out where did she go. And police say, quote, "We've exhausted all avenues of determining any information. We want to ask anyone who has a tip." They're really getting desperate. Obviously, her family is very worried about her. And but it's just, the story is so weird. She texted her parents when she landed in Salt Lake around 1 o'clock. And then from that point on, she missed a midterm exam, which is, I guess, the reason that she flew back to Salt Lake. And she was seen, there are images of her at the airport wearing black sweatpants and a light-colored sweater. She had a small backpack with her, a large blue purse, and a brown suitcase. And so apparently there is just no trace of her or any of her belongings anywhere at this point. So it's pretty scary, but, you know, the police are even saying, look, if you just want to be left alone, just reach out and let us know that you're safe, and then, you know, we'll leave you alone.
Leave you alone. Exactly. Yep, Mondo Bizarro time. Speaking of that, our friend Little Fatty in North Korea, yesterday was all roses about his relationship with Trump, and now today he says, I'm not surrendering to U.S.-led sanctions. And Little Fatty accused Washington of trying to bring him to his knees. Statement reinforces North Korea's mistrust of the U.S. Kim Jong Fatty says that the president's not to be trusted, even though they exchanged letters. They were very nice. Happy birthday, all that stuff. Now we can't be trusted. Okay, Fatty, help yourself. The car business. Everybody says that buying a car is the most unpleasant thing they can imagine doing. Well, not the most. It could be kind of fun. It's not unusual for car dealerships to throw in a couple of things that sweeten the deal, right? A couple of floor mats, maybe. You got a new trailer hitch. But Chatham Ford, down in Alabama, on their Facebook page yesterday, announced a promo that'll be running from now till the end of July. They promise anybody who purchases a new vehicle at their dealership will get a Bible, a flag, and a 12-gauge shotgun.
And I'm assuming they're going to be doing real in-depth background checks on these people, right?
Wow. Right. Got the money to buy a truck? Here you go. Here's your gun. But don't they have to? Don't they have to do a background check to give them the gun?
Not if it's a gift. Here's the thing. If it's a gift, then they can get around it. It's crazy.
Yeah, there are so many places where they don't have to do background checks at those gun shows. If you're a father or you're a parent and you gift a gun to your child, then they don't have to do any background checks, and there's no record of that person having that gun. So
it says on the Facebook page, you got to be 18 or older, have valid ID, and be able to legally purchase a vehicle, pass all checks associated with owning a firearm in whatever state you live in. So maybe that fixes that problem. But their first line is, God, guns, and freedom.
Can someone explain to me, because I've never understood the connection between owning a Bible and having a gun. Like, how do those two things go together at all?
Jesus was a pacifist. People don't seem to know their history. So, no. I don't get it.
It's a good copy, though. It's sort of that whole business of being a quote-unquote right-winger. They say on their post, this is a small gift to our valued customers, an opportunity to celebrate our independence. So this is all about Independence Day. This is their special Independence Day sale, selling Ford pickup trucks. They sell more pickup trucks than anything else there. Thank you for the picture of the first people who bought a vehicle. Mr. and Mrs. Flowers, first ones to take advantage of our celebration by purchasing a vehicle here, getting a Bible, 12-gauge shotgun, and an American flag.
Woohoo! American freedom. Let's shoot and kill some stuff. so funny to me.
You guys not in the same place politically I am. I don't get this. I'm like you in a way.
how we connect all the dots here. It just seems to be very simplistic thinking that this is something that goes together. It's
well, look, I don't
Southern
have,
America.
I
God
don't
bless
have a
us
problem
all.
With gun ownership or Bible ownership or truck ownership.
No,
any of those things are fine. I just have never been able to make the connection between the two of them and what being, you know, Catholic or going to church or whatever has to do with wanting to hunt and shooting things. But I don't know. Yeah. I guess I just missed out on that part of my education when I was growing up.
Really? Does your father have a gun?
No.
No
he
guns.
Lots of knives, though, but no guns.
Lots of knives.
That's a different story.
Here's the story of a server in a new restaurant in Houston terminated the day after being hired, called the customer fat and gay. You fat, gay, that'd be a nice restaurant to walk into. It's called the Plush Daiquiri Bar and Grill. And you can imagine how this went over on their social media account. Yep, that's a real smart way to end them, you fat gay. All right, a couple of other business stories here. FedEx is suing the government. This is actually, I think this is very interesting, frankly, and they're big enough to be able to do it because you're not supposed to be able to sue the government, but they're going to make a lot of noise. Because they say, FedEx says, the government ought not to be enforcing the Trump administration's export bans. It's an impossible burden on our business. And you can see, I mean, FedEx's business is hauling stuff around, not only here, but actually they make more money hauling stuff around the world than they do hauling stuff around in America. FedEx sent a package containing a phone back to a sender in Britain with a label that read, parcel returned by FedEx due to U.S. government issues with
Huawei.
Huawei
is the name of the
Huawei.
Company. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a Chinese phone, and essentially this has been going on for well over a year. The government has, our U.S. government has determined, probably rightfully so, that the Huawei phones, which are the kind of cheap burner phones that you can buy in anywhere, they're like the prepaid kind of phones, that the Chinese government was using the software to, the chips in the phone to spy on Americans.
Yeah.
And so we canceled we had government contracts with Huawei that were canceled. And so FedEx, I understand this is a burden for them to have to send stuff back and deal with all of that. And I think they made a good point. They said FedEx is a transportation company, not a law enforcement agency. And I get their point. It's really affecting their business. But on the other end of it, on the tech side of it, I think Huawei is, they're a disaster to have them, to have that company have parts in our TVs and phones and things like that. Because, look, we know the Chinese are spying on us and probably everybody else in the world. So, you know, I see both sides to this one. It'll be interesting.
I hope
to see
FedEx
where it goes.
Wins. Yeah. All right, here's 7-Eleven's latest. They're getting makeovers, starting to deliver to hot spots, including parks, beaches, and other public locations through the 7Now delivery app. Anybody tried this yet?
No,
trying
but
to do what
cool.
Domino does to deliver pizza to beaches. Latest sign, convenience chains reshaping their business model. 7-Eleven, Wawa. I love the name, Wawa. Quick Trip. I don't know where they are. I know Wawa. But where's Quick Trip? I don't know that name.
I've seen Quick Trip at on highway stops. You know,
really?
Like in little Quick Trip markets. Yeah.
Yeah. Shoppers who visit convenience stores tend to be younger, more diverse than our overall population. Nearly a third of millennials shop at convenience stores at least once a week. Is that true with you, Kara? You go to convenience stores once a week?
Definitely not once a week.
No. Anyway, the people who are time-strapped want more and better food choices at the 7-Eleven. 153,000 convenience stores in our country. 7-Eleven is the largest chain, 9,000 locations. They always launch private label meat kits, and they have all kinds of snacks at the L.A. stores, anyway, that I've seen. You can get gas there, too. Excuse me, some of them. Excuse me.
What would you want delivered from a 7-Eleven?
I mean, not anything that I can think of.
Slurpee?
I mean, yeah, if I was on the beach, a Slurpee might be good. But otherwise, like, some really greasy pizza or a hot dog and, like, a soda? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like... Mm-hmm. Something I would want to have delivered to me, but
candy, bottled water, I guess. I don't. A lot of beverages. So,
all right. Well, there's one more business story. another restaurant. Black woman goes into a restaurant and sits down, and the waiter comes over and says, "Sorry, ma'am, you have to get out of that seat. The white guy over there wants to sit in it." And so she said, "No, I'm not going to get out of my seat." Well, they said, "You're not going to get any service, so you might as well leave."
What is this, 1950?
I know, right?
West Bloomfield, Michigan. The restaurant's called J. Alexander's. Monday, after the event, the lady's name is Leah Gant. She went back to the place with her lawyer. She recounted her story. I guess there are a few people from the press there. White bartender not only refused to serve her, but took away her drink and dumped it down the drain.
Oh, my God.
When she went to the manager for assistance, she said she was told that she shouldn't be upset because the drink wasn't actually thrown at you. Good God. Are there people that exist in this world?
Whoa.
How
stupid.
This is
in Michigan? Wow.
Yeah. How stupid can you get? She described the situation escalated further after the drink was thrown away. Another customer, who is black, stood up to support her, prompting a white patron to throw food at him and call him the N-word.
What?
What are we living? That's right. Are we living in the 1950s here? How? What?
I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's just...
All kinds of racist insults were hurled.
I hope this place goes out of business.
Yeah, me too.
And apparently it's a, I guess it's a chain.
Is it J.L.?
It's a restaurant company.
Never heard of them.
God, I mean, this must be a cultural thing in that entire town, or at least for the people who go to that restaurant, because for, you know, the bartender to do that, and then the owner of the restaurant to say that, and then for another white patron in there to do the same thing, obviously they feel super comfortable acting that way.
Yeah.
There are pockets of this country that are...
Yeah.
Very interesting. You wonder if they don't have any news or if they don't have any
connection to the outside world,
to the current world. Because, I mean, you've seen these things kind of similar happen to other places, and then they get blown up on the news, and people boycott those restaurants and don't go, and then they close down. So, I don't know. Obviously, they have no idea what's going on in the rest of the world.
I've got an idea as to how to improve your testosterone level, however. Gentlemen... And ladies, please listen up. We're going to offer you a way for you to increase your testosterone level and your activity level when it comes to certain things that need to function better. Text the word FORCE to 321321. Get a free bottle, complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix. This is an explosion of a product all over the place, pardon the pun, but really... People using this. This is a new product this year, and already it's all over the place. See ads for it everywhere, so it's got to be working. It's an important, the combination of ingredients important to helping a man preserve his manliness, if you will. Overall wellness as well. So you want to restore your confidence. Ladies, more women are texting FORCE to 321321 asking for bottles to be sent to their husbands. Okay, you want a complimentary bottle? Nugenix, the product. Get it by texting FORCE to 321-321.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipper with today's homeowner. Well, it's summertime, time to get outside and really enjoy your outdoor living space. But it all starts with cleaning it thoroughly, making sure all of your furniture, your deck, your patio, whatever you have is nice and clean. But in the course of cleaning it, you may find the need for a few repairs. That's exactly what happened to us on helping some homeowners recently with a wood deck. We found that the wood decking was really in bad shape and needed to be replaced. So we removed all of it and replaced it with something that'll require almost no maintenance at all. It's Trex Enhanced Composite Decking.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let's travel off to the land of James Bonds. Mr. Bond, I presume. Alright, so we all love this iconic theme. Must be some news from the latest production of, what is this, James Bond 25? How many James Bond movies have there been?
Yeah, they're filming James Bond 25 as we, I guess they're wrapping up production, yeah. But I guess MGM released what they call a sizzle reel. They released a little bit of footage. I didn't think it was anything overly special. But
is it a trailer?
No, not a trailer. It was sort of like a music video geared to some of the behind-the-scenes stuff on the latest James Bond film, which is the 25th, starring Daniel Craig. But anyway, Doug, this day on movie history, June 26, 1979, Moonraker with Roger Moore, his fifth entry as 007, premiered in London, England a few days later, premiered in the United States. He went on to do seven James Bond movies, Roger Moore, the first being Live and Let Die in 73, the last
being Jaws was
killed in 85. He was in two of them. He was in two. I think he was in The Spy Who Loved Me and then Moonraker.
And then Richard Keel got to be friends. But they got to be friends in the second one, right? I think he saved James Bond's life. Do I remember that? Yeah, I think I do.
I think so. I think you're right. That was a really good character. One of the best henchmen in all the Bond movies.
Yeah, been a lot of good bad guys. I thought Christopher Lee was a great bad guy, and the man with the golden gun. He always played bad guys. He was a great bad guy. All right, so let's see. What else have we got going on here, Chuck? What's latest in movie news?
Disney's The Lion King reporting it's selling the second best all-time pre-sale tickets. Just went on sale 24-hour block of sales, second only to Avengers Endgame, four times the amount of advance tickets of Aladdin. So that's going to have a very big opening weekend, the most likely first month run. Filming just got underway on the ninth entry in the Fast and the Furious franchise over at Universal Pictures.
Of course.
Vin Diesel once again headlines the cast. Although there'll be no Dwayne The Rock Johnson in this installment. He's going to just solely do the spin-off films Hobbs vs. Shaw,
really?
Which the first
Why?
One comes out this time. It's funny. I don't know if that riff between him and Vin Diesel is a phony riff or there's something to it, but he's going to have his own franchise in that universe, so he really doesn't need to go
back. Who's in
to
it with him? There's two of them. They're out. It's out this month, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, Jason Statham is also opposite. And if you look at the trailer, it makes the Lethal Weapon movies look like a absolute. Well, this looks like a live action cartoon compared to the Lethal Weapon stuff.
Cartoon. So is Statham a bad guy? I thought they worked together. Yeah, okay.
No, they're both good in the film. Although there are rumors, I don't know if they're true, but I believe they will be because they're very popping up a lot on the internet. At the end of Hobbs and Shaw, that a villain will emerge in the last couple minutes that will set up the sequel, and that villain is going to be played by Keanu Reeves.
Really?
Yeah, which is, I can see why they would do it. He's become a very hot property in the industry again, and he probably would be an interesting villain. But
I'd rather see Gina Carano be the bad guy next time.
I know you would. I think you'd be the only one, though. No?
Probably. All right, what's the story with Broadway's The Prom being movied on Netflix with Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman? Some other people.
I don't know too much about it, other than I read that briefly, but I can tell
James
you this.
James Corden is in it.
It's pretty obvious a lot of the A-list talent is really taking the paycheck for Netflix, and that's really where the industry in a lot of ways is going.
You watch Big Little Lies?
I just seen brief snippets when I change the channels. I religiously, the answer is no, I don't. Do you?
Yeah. I've been told that I don't understand what's going on. I was chastised by my colleagues.
Well, you can't just pop in now. It's halfway through season two. You have to start from the beginning.
Oh, I do? Meryl Streep's in it.
That's how,
in that too.
Series work.
You were chastised because you haven't watched it, and you said they look like a bunch of angry women, so.
Ugh.
Wow.
That's why you were chastised.
Yeah, so, and it's what we're dealing with.
I think that they are a bunch, but I don't know the reason for their being angry. You're suggesting that there's a good reason for them being angry, which I didn't argue with. I just didn't know that they were all just angry because of probably something.
So I take it, Victoria, you're a big fan of that show?
I am. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah. Get even with those damn men. All right. Takes care of that. Thank you, Chucker, for coming in here to sort of stabilize things. Chuck Curry on Movie Moments.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.